your Christian Voice News, your global link.
ECZ clarifies misleading information on voter registration. Clergy calls on churches to preach holistic wellness, mental health challenges are not demonic. And crocodiles appear in towns amid floods in Mozambique. Good afternoon. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. The Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ has expressed concern over the circulation of false and misleading information on social media platforms, alleging that registration of voters will reopen to register new voters. ECZ Corporate Affairs Manager Patricia Luhanga assured the nation that the registration of voters will not be reopened, stating that there is no exercise underway or planned to register new voters before the 2026 general election. Ms. Luhanga noted that the misleading claims appear to stem from notices issued by various local authorities regarding the hiring of motor vehicles, explaining that it undermines public confidence in electoral processes and is strongly discouraged. This process will allow registered voters to inspect and verify their details on the provisional register of voters and will not involve new registration of voters, emphasized Ms. Luhanga in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. She clarified that these notices relate to logistical arrangements for the inspection of the provisional register of voters, which is provided for in the 2026 general election roadmap. Ms. Luhanga suggested that the inspection of the provisional register of voters is targeted at specific districts earmarked for delimitation are entirely false and unfounded. She said the inspection of the provisional register of voters will be conducted in all polling stations in the 116 districts. Ms. Luhanga has urged the public to disregard these falsehoods and to rely on official communication channels for accurate and verified information. The Commuters' Rights Association of Zambia, CRAZ, has criticized government's road safety interventions on the Lusaka Ndola dual carriageway, describing them as inadequate to prevent avoidable accidents, despite a reduction in crashes following the night travel ban. Recently, Minister of Transport and Logistics, Frank Tayali, stated that the night travel ban was introduced in response to the high number of road traffic accidents recorded during nighttime travel. But speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, CRAZ President Aaron Kamuti said that while the night ban has contributed to reducing accidents, the overall approach to road safety along the carriageway remains ineffective. Critical safety measures are still missing on key routes, such as pedestrian crossings, designated bus stops and effective speed control interventions, said Mr. Kamuti. Mr. Kamuti further emphasized that driver fatigue remains a major risk factor, noting that some drivers cover long distances without relief, which can lead to careless driving. He said transport operators should ensure that an additional driver is assigned for long-distance trips. And Mr. Kamuti added that authorities should only consider lifting the night travel ban after comprehensive road safety interventions have been fully implemented.
Just to start with, that is a disaster in waiting. Why I say so is that have we done any interventions to put a stop to these unnecessary road crashes on our roads? We've seen that the SI 76, the same issue we're talking about on the night ban, it has worked very well. We've seen the reduction in fatalities during the night. The problem which is there is they face the enforcement. We don't have competent officers manning checkpoints and roadblocks, especially the Zambia Police Traffic Department. They failed us.
The United Church of Zambia UCZ St. Bartholomew Congregation Minister in Charge, Reverend Aaron Simukonda, has called on churches to implement and embrace more mental health seminars in church programs. Recently, the Ministry of Health noted that frustration, alcohol consumption and smoking are some of the leading contributors to mental health challenges in Zambia. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Reverend Simukonda said that the church has a role to play in ministering holistic wellness intensively. In most cases, mental health challenges are usually treated as demonic by the Christian community, which should not be the case, said Reverend Simukonda. Reverend Simukonda emphasized that faith communities should not limit the power of prayer. However, they should also be able to embrace science as a gift from God. Encouraging people to seek mental services is not a lack of faith, said Reverend Simkonda.
And address this issue. Frustration is real. There are so many issues, and mental health is a serious, serious challenge. And it's not just non-believers here when I'm talking. Even believers, I have encountered such cases in our congregation, in our communities, and in these places where we do ministry. So let us rise to the occasion. Encourage people to go to the hospital. Let us not stigmatize, even as we continue.
Campaign for Female Education Comfort Senior Partnerships Advocacy and Policy Officer Dennis Mutonga has called on parents and families to take an active role in supporting girl child education in their communities. Mr. Mutonga says there's need for parents to be more involved in the education of their children in order to reduce the number of girls dropping out of school. Speaking on Christian Voice Community Forum under the theme Breaking Barriers to Girl Child Education in Our Community today, Mr. Mutonga emphasized that the family is the primary institution in a child's life and that support for education must begin at home if barriers facing girls are to be effectively addressed. We want parents and guardians to be the first support system, said Mr. Mutonga. He noted that lack of family support remains one of the major challenges affecting girls' access to education, adding that motivated and supported girls are more likely to stay in school and succeed. Ms. Mutonga further encouraged communities to work together with schools and education stakeholders to create an environment that values and protects the education of the girl child.
We understand the first and primary institution is the family. There should be a buy-in from their family. Mm. So we raise awareness for the families to first understand what comfort is all about, what we do, the benefits of educating a girl, and why should the families let their girls access education. Then we speak to them about their role. How do they support a girl to navigate any challenge, that any barrier that would affect their education? We want to talk to them about how they can balance household chores to make sure that the girl can do the household chores, but also can find time to do schoolwork.
In African news, residents in Mozambique are on high alert as crocodiles have started to appear across towns amid heavy floods. The animals are responsible for at least 3 deaths in the country. Earlier this month, 2 people were killed in an incident in Gaza province. According to local media, a man was swallowed by a crocodile in Moamba, a small town in Maputo province. Paola Emerson, head of the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in Mozambique, said that the river levels are rising and are reaching urban areas or heavily populated areas, adding that the crocodiles that are in the Limpopo River are able to get into populated areas that are now submerged underwater, raising concern. Coming up shortly, France intercepts suspected shadow fleet tanker from Russia. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Met Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. In a mission targeting the sanctioned Russian shadow fleet, France Navy has intercepted an oil tanker in the Mediterranean Sea that set sail from Russia. The French Navy used intelligence from the United Kingdom to intercept the vessel. Dubbed the Grinch, the ship is suspected of operating with a false flag. Its ship is being escorted for more checks in Moscow as it is using what has been referred to as a shadow fleet to get around sanctions over its war in Ukraine. The fleet consists of aging vessels owned by non-transparent entities with addresses in non-sanctioned nations. That's the news.